Dryland Farming Canola. It's a family affair. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. As far back as 1812, the Lawyers Canyon train trestle, which had a length of 488 feet, a height of 287, bridged a gap between Lewiston and Grangeville. It was a great area for farming, and still is today. This country is for dryland farmers, and the spring of 2018 is a lot different than last year.
Well, this is quite a bit better because last year I didn't get a plant. It was too wet, and I think we only planted 200 or 300 acres. We had over 1,000 acres of preventive planting, so it's pretty nice to be able to get it in.
Farmer Tom Mossman is planting spring canola seed. The dust trail left behind on his field, located on the rim of Lawyers Canyon on Camas Prairie near Nez Perce, illustrates the dry conditions needed for a successful plant.
This is a GMO, it's Roundup Ready canola, and so when it gets up growing good, just before it covers the whole ground, just before it canopies over, we'll come in with Roundup and kill all the weeds in the field but the canola. Then hopefully we'll get a little moisture in June and not get too hot, and that's when it'll start blooming. Harvest will be towards the end of August.
And while Tom's on the ground, his son Matt, want to guess? Tomorrow.
I'm David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West, and we do everything we can to keep you up to date on all things agriculture.